LC 2. Interview with a new teacher. Listen to the interview with Mr. Brown. While listening, complete the table below using about 1 to 5 words or numbers. There is an example, 0, at the beginning. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to read the task.
Welcome to Radio Cherry, your school radio from your beloved high school. My name is Linda, and today I have a special guest. Let's say hello to our new teacher, Mr. Brown.
Hi, Linda. Thank you for having me. And welcome to our listeners. I'm really excited to be here on the show. It's actually my first time doing this radio interview, since it's actually only my third day at this school.
And it is so great to have you here for our famous 5-minute interview during lunchtime. I'm sure our listeners will want to know where you come from.
Well, I was born and raised in Austin, Texas. I then moved to New Orleans to go to college, and I'm now here in Colorado.
All right. And what do you like about teaching?
It's fun to work with children, and I really enjoy the contact with the students. And the long holidays, especially the long summer break, are always nice. So I could say it really is my dream job.
Wow, not many teachers would say that about the job. I've heard that many students think you've just finished college because you look so young. May I ask about your age?
Well, I'll take that as a compliment. So on some days, I feel like a 60-year-old, and on other days, I act like a 7-year-old. But I just turned 33 last month.
You're one of our youngest teachers. You said that being a teacher is your dream job. Has it always been your dream job?
Not quite. My parents had a farm, so back then, everybody thought I also wanted to be a farmer. But I actually dreamed of becoming a firefighter when I was a child. I later found out that I love teaching, and that's why I then became a teacher.
All right, interesting. Thank you very much. Would you mind telling us something about your family?
My wife is called Sarah, and we met 12 years ago. In fact, we went to the same college, and we got married 9 years ago.
Oh, wow. That is so romantic. Do you have kids?
3 kids. We have Warren, who is 5, our little baby girl, Julie, who just turned 1, and James, who is 3 years old. He's quite a handful.
I can't imagine that. Will you and your boys support our basketball team tonight? Are you even a fan of basketball?
I like basketball, but unfortunately, it's a little too late for the boys. Luckily, my parents are in town and will look after our kids, so my wife and I can come tonight and watch the game.
All right, great. Oh, the bell is ringing, so that means lunchtime is over, and unfortunately, this interview needs to come to an end. Thank you very, very much, Mr. Brown. It was such a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks so much, Linda. I had a great time. I now have to get back to my classroom and get ready for my next class. So I hope you did your homework, Linda.
Welcome to Radio Cherry, your school radio from your beloved high school. My name is Linda, and today I have a special guest. Let's say hello to our new teacher, Mr. Brown.
Hi, Linda. Thank you for having me. And welcome to our listeners. I'm really excited to be here on the show. It's actually my first time doing this radio interview, since it's actually only my third day at this school.
And it is so great to have you here for our famous 5-minute interview during lunchtime. I'm sure our listeners will want to know where you come from.
Well, I was born and raised in Austin, Texas. I then moved to New Orleans to go to college, and I'm now here in Colorado.
All right. And what do you like about teaching?
It's fun to work with children, and I really enjoy the contact with the students. And the long holidays, especially the long summer break, are always nice. So I could say it really is my dream job.
Wow, not many teachers would say that about the job. I've heard that many students think you've just finished college because you look so young. May I ask about your age?
Well, I'll take that as a compliment. So on some days, I feel like a 60-year-old, and on other days, I act like a 7-year-old. But I just turned 33 last month.
You're one of our youngest teachers. You said that being a teacher is your dream job. Has it always been your dream job?
Not quite. My parents had a farm, so back then, everybody thought I also wanted to be a farmer. But I actually dreamed of becoming a firefighter when I was a child. I later found out that I love teaching, and that's why I then became a teacher.
All right, interesting. Thank you very much. Would you mind telling us something about your family?
My wife is called Sarah, and we met 12 years ago. In fact, we went to the same college, and we got married 9 years ago.
Oh, wow. That is so romantic. Do you have kids?
3 kids. We have Warren, who is 5, our little baby girl, Julie, who just turned 1, and James, who is 3 years old. He's quite a handful.
I can't imagine that. Will you and your boys support our basketball team tonight? Are you even a fan of basketball?
I like basketball, but unfortunately, it's a little too late for the boys. Luckily, my parents are in town and will look after our kids, so my wife and I can come tonight and watch the game.
All right, great. Oh, the bell is ringing, so that means lunchtime is over, and unfortunately, this interview needs to come to an end. Thank you very, very much, Mr. Brown. It was such a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks so much, Linda. I had a great time. I now have to get back to my classroom and get ready for my next class. So I hope you did your homework, Linda.